Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Friday, September 22nd, 2017. With me today, John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I am very good. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. And Jeff Butts, I hope you are well, too.
I'm so great, it's almost a crime.
You know, taking it right up to the line, that's the way to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, push that goodness envelope.
That's right.
Yeah. So today is the day that the iPhone 8, iPhone 8 Plus, Apple Watch Series 3 are getting delivered to people and available in stores. Well, presumably available in stores, depending on inventory. So my guess is that we have quite a few listeners that are getting new iPhones today, or at least getting new Apple Watches, and then maybe getting a new iPhone in November when the iPhone X comes out. So we should help everyone with getting prepped for that new iPhone or new Apple Watch, so that there aren't any surprises or wailing and gnashing of teeth.
So yeah, let's make new toy day as painless as possible.
Right. So let's start with the iPhone. What do people need to do if they're getting a new iPhone, which means that they have an iPhone that they need to send back, hand down to someone else, sell, recycle? What are the steps that people need to do to make sure this goes smoothly?
Well, I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and I've got a sort of a procedure down pat. And with the watch, there's an extra wrinkle. But so what I do is I unpair my watch from the phone, which backs up the watch settings to the phone, back up the phone to iTunes so that I have a good backup. And then it's encrypted. And then I have arranged to have the phone delivered to the Apple store nearby. Mm-hmm. And this year, I didn't order an 8. I'm waiting for an iPhone 10. But when that arrives, I'll have it delivered to the Apple store. And then I go in and I bring my old phone, and I just go in and say, okay, well, let's just do it. And I have a favorite salesperson that's been helping me for a couple years now. And I just sit down with her, and we deactivate the old phone, do a master reset, pull the new phone out of the box. You know, I answer all the questions, enter my Apple ID, and get it set up and activated, and swap the SIM if necessary. And then I have an old phone that's ready to be activated and handed down or to trade it in. My wife hasn't decided whether she wants the 7 this year. But that's a nice process, because you're in the store, and if there's any problems with activation or setting it up, mm-hmm. or forgetting to do a master reset, you know, you're right there with the salesman, and she's got this procedure down pat. She does it like, you know, 200 times for a week every day.
Right.
And so that avoids the problem of getting a phone at your house and then having some difficulties and fussing with the SIMs and all that. So that's a nice procedure I've worked out.
Nice.
And then repair the watch to the new phone.
Okay, so one method: go into the Apple Store and have them help you, and go through the procedure with essentially a friend. Now, if someone is going to just go through the process at home, Jeff, what steps should someone follow?
Well, first you draw a pentagram on the floor.
Already got that.
Okay. No, seriously, it's you unpair your Apple Watch if you have one. You disconnect everything from iCloud one step at a time. I've heard people say to disconnect messages and FaceTime first, because otherwise it tries to stick to the old phone. I've never run into that myself. But
interesting. I haven't had that problem either, but okay. Good to know some people are.
Yeah, have. Yeah. Disconnect from iCloud. That way you make sure that every last bit of information gets saved up to iCloud before you're done with the phone.
So now disconnect from iCloud. That would be going into settings on the phone, going into your iCloud right. settings.
If you're on 10.3, you tap on your name. If you're on 10.2 or below, upgrade to 10.3 first.
And then tap on your name, and then tap on your name. Where you log out of your iCloud account, and that's the disconnecting.
Don't you have to turn off Find My iPhone before you log out?
It'll ask you to do that.
That happens automatically.
Yeah,
but it didn't used to.
Yeah, well, it prompts you actually when you reset your phone. It prompts you to turn off Find My iPhone.
Right.
And it will also deactivate the activation lock at the same time.
Okay, so once you've done the iCloud disconnect, so everything is so your iPhone is essentially unlinked from your account.
Right.
Now you can do the reset and erase thing that wipes it back to factory fresh settings.
Yep.
Erase and something all content the, settings. The listeners should know about is on the iPhone you have a situation where there's hardware encryption and there's an internal master password. And when you do a master reset, that master hardware password is gone and the contents remain highly encrypted and scrambled. So you don't have to worry about somebody buying your phone and having access to your data.
Right. Okay. Which is good to know.
Good to know.
Okay. So at this point, now we can, jump into the next step, which is you break out your new iPhone, you turn it on, and when you go through the setup process, it wants you to log into your iCloud account and choose your backup and restore.
Yeah, you know what I forgot
is
or set up as a new iPhone. But I forgot to mention, and this is all outlined in an article that I published yesterday. Is you should take a local backup of your device. Either using iTunes or a third-party app that does iPhone backups.
Okay. And then, am I correct in assuming the main reason you want to do that is so that you have an extra backup in case something goes wrong, and so you have a backup you can go to if for some reason you can't get into your iCloud account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And, you know, I used to recommend doing this with iTunes because it would back up all of your apps. But, you know, it's not doing that anymore.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to jump us over to Apple Watch because I want to make sure we talk about that. And there's more stuff I want to talk about, too. So now on the Apple Watch... And I have family members that got burned by this. They got a new phone and they were in like the phone carrier store, and the carrier was great at helping them deactivate their old phone and get set up on their new phone, and totally blew it with Apple Watch. So they were essentially screwed because their Apple Watch was linked to a phone they didn't even have anymore.
Oh, so,
yeah. And in that case, what we ended up having to do was a factory reset on the watch,
right?
And started over fresh, and so they lost all the health data and everything that they had, and they were just kind of screwed, because the backup for an Apple Watch is linked to a specific phone. So if you don't have that phone, you can't get to that backup.
Right.
So if someone doesn't want to have that problem, by the way, one of the people that had that was my mom. And if you do something that screws up my mom's technology, you will hear from me.
I'm sure.
Anyhow, so what steps do people need to take to make sure that they don't fall into that trap?
I'll leave that to John. He's got more experience with the Apple Watch than I do.
Well,
you know what? No, because you've got – well, yeah, you've changed phones a number of times since you got
I've changed phones, but I still have an original Series 0 watch.
Yeah.
So all I do is unpair. That's in the iPhone. There is a Apple Watch app, and I believe that's where you do the unpairing. And then you can go through the procedure we just described on getting a new phone. And then when you get home with a new iPhone, then you go back into the Apple Watch app and do a repair of the existing watch with your new phone. Mm-hmm. And you should be good to go. Is that right? I think it's right.
So, all right. So let me repeat this back and make sure I've got it right. So you do the backup of your watch, unpair it from the one phone, mm-hmm. And now since you're getting a new phone, you'll set up your phone first. And then once that's set up, you'll pair it with the Apple Watch, and then it can restore from the backup that you just made.
Which is saved in the phone backup when you saved your backup to your iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Or to iCloud, either way.
Right.
Okay. So the backup's not completely tied to the phone then. You can't
transfer
a backup. It is, but you can transfer it to another phone?
Well, it's tied to the phone and to the specific iCloud account as a set. So once you restore a backup to a new phone, mm-hmm. that iCloud account and that backup are now linked to the new phone.
Okay.
So as long as you go through the process of backup the watch and the old phone, disconnect the old phone and the old watch, set up the new phone, then set up the new watch, everything will track and follow correctly, and you won't lose any Apple Watch data.
Gotcha.
Okay. Can I editorialize for a second?
Mm-hmm.
This is a terrible process. We shouldn't have to go through this. And I'm sure many people will forget to do that, like your mom, Jeff, and they'll be very upset. And I wish there were a better way.
It would be nice if there were a better way, and
we're depending on you, Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come up with a better way.
Yeah. Come up with a better way. That would be
good. Build a better mousetrap.
Yeah. It's there are going to be too many people that get screwed on the Apple Watch part. All right. So if I put these together, assuming you're getting a new phone today, but keeping your old watch, what you would do is back up your Apple Watch, back up your iPhone, and then unpair your Apple Watch.
Right.
Then you would unlink your phone from your iCloud account. So and then you can just set the original iPhone off to the side for now, and then do the factory reset on that later.
Yep.
Pick up your new iPhone that you just got, turn it on, link it to your iCloud account when it asks, restore from backup. Once you've done a restore from backup, now you compare your Apple Watch with that new phone, and once you do that, then you can restore from backup there, and now everything that was on the original iPhone is on the new iPhone. Everything that was on your Apple Watch is back on your Apple Watch again.
Jeff, you nailed it. That's okay.
Cool. All right. So, listeners, if you didn't take notes, go ahead and rewind a couple minutes, and man, that was an anachronism right there. Anyhow, you've got the steps, and you're good to go. Cool. All right. So
I'm glad we only have to do this once a year.
I get to do this twice this year because my new Apple Watch it's delivered. I just haven't picked it up yet. So I'm going to do the Apple Watch side now, and then I'm going to order an iPhone X when they're available. So when mm-hmm. that happens, I get to do the whole thing again, but that time add in the phone too.
I'm curious, what motivated you to buy a Series 3 Apple Watch?
I wanted the altimeter and the speakable Siri speaking and the better battery.
And heart rhythm management monitoring?
Oh, I've got all that on my Series 2.
Yeah. The Series 2 supports that. My Series 0 yes. does not.
Yeah, everything above Series 0 supports the heart rate stuff.
Okay. Yeah. That might motivate me to buy a new Apple Watch too.
I did not get the LTE model, and that's because of the way I'm using my watch, even though it was only $50 extra, but then $10 a month extra for the service. I really thought about it, and the way I use my Apple Watch, I think the $10 a month for that service would be wasted money on.
I'm in the same boat. I already use the capability to link to the phone to make phone calls. my phone is never very far from me. So if I bought a new watch, it wouldn't have LTE either.
No, me either.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So we've gotten through that whole process. The other thing that I want to talk about today, Jeff, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Yay. Talking about anachronisms, I live through anachronisms.
Yeah, and you're bringing that to life for your benefit and everyone else's in a new podcast that's launching today on Mac Observer, and it's called Terminal Tinkering.
Yep.
So, tell me about Terminal Tinkering.
Terminal Tinkering is a ton of fun. You know, I love to play around. I love to tinker with gadgets, with electronics, with old hardware, new hardware, push the limit, live on the bleeding edge of technology, but then back up and see what I can do with old stuff. And so I'm blessed enough that I have my Hackintosh. I've got a PowerBook G4 and a PowerMac G5. As well as a suite of Arduino stuff that I just play around with and video record it.
That's and very cool.
Teach people how to use it. One of the things that I've done is install FreeBSD on the PowerMac G5, and I walk viewers through that process on one of my episodes.
That's very cool. So, I feel like we've gotten a little taste of this already, because I've had you talk about what you're doing with your Hackintosh experiments.
Yep.
Here on Daily Observations. So I'm excited that now there's a whole platform that you get to take advantage of, where you're just talking with people about this sort of stuff all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've got an entire episode devoted to building an Arduino thermometer.
See, that's just cool.
And then writing an app for it.
That is just cool. And
Geek snort.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a badge of honor right there.
Yes, it is.
That's very cool. Okay.
I wear my geek badge with pleasure and honor.
And rightly so. Now, you said this is a video podcast.
Yes.
So that means that people get visuals to go along with what you're doing to help them if they're following along and trying to do the same things.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. And you said you're talking about Hackintosh and Arduino. And did you say you're looking at doing Raspberry Pi as well?
I am thinking about adding Raspberry Pi into the mix. And I also do stuff with regular Macs that's a little off the beaten trail, like recording the screen from your iPhone.
Oh, sure.
Using your Mac or your PC.
Yeah, I know that we can make screen recordings directly on our iPhones and iPads in iOS 11, but there's still a lot of value in being able to record directly from the device into your computer.
Yeah, you know what I found out today? The videos, the screen recordings that you do from your iOS device are humongous compared to what the PC and Mac tools create.
And is the video quality any better on what you're getting when you do the on-device screen recording?
No. It's still 1080p.
Oh, all right.
But it's not compressing it. Or it's not compressing it as much as, say, Reflector would compress it.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so now there's even more value. What I was planning on doing, man, I'm so glad we're talking about this, because what I was planning on doing for future video how-tos where I'm using my iPhone or iPad screen, I was just going to record on the device and then dump it over to my computer. But with this in mind, I may, for most of those videos, continue to do what I've been doing, which is plug it into my computer and use an app there and do all the recording directly on my Mac.
I use Reflector 2 where I don't even have to, plug it in. It just connects over Wi-Fi.
See, that's very cool too. Reflector 2 is a great utility. I have that on my computer. I don't know why I haven't been using Reflector to do my video recordings.
You don't tinker as much as I do.
For me, what it comes down to is I need to make something happen right now. I know what tools will allow that to happen, and then away I go.
Yep.
All right. So there's episodes out now, new episodes coming out every week.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got 3 episodes in the can. It should show up on iTunes sometime today. And new episodes go up every Thursday morning.
That's fantastic. Will we be able to watch it on TMO's homepage?
Yes, I put them on YouTube and embed the YouTube into the podcast article on TMO's homepage.
Right. Excellent.
So you can watch it on our homepage. You can subscribe to it on YouTube as well if you want. And then whatever app you like to use for watching videos, it should work in there too. And some podcasting apps will let you watch videos too. Like Apple's own podcast app does that?
Apple's does. Overcast does not. I don't know about Pocket Cast.
All right. Well, there we go. So now you guys have something else to jump into, because what Jeff's been doing with terminal tinkering is pretty cool, and I'm really excited about it, which, Jeff, is why I wanted to talk about it today on the show.
Yeah.
So congratulations again on getting that show up and running.
Excellent work, Jeff.
I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, so we need to wrap up. Let's see. Who do I have here today? Jeff, thank you for being
here. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
C'est moi. Auf Wiedersehen.
Yeah, Gesundheit. And, and...
Das Vidania.
Jimmy Junga. All right. Listeners, thank you for joining us, and I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. We will see you again on Monday.